Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ABC's Jim Ryan joining us from the Lone Star Bureau in Dallas. We have all seen them, those big boxes by the entrance to the grocery store or the Walmart or whatever,
yep,
where you can put your plastic bags in there for recycling. So what happens to them, Jimbo?
Well, this may not ease your conscience much if you're trying to save the planet for your kids and grandkids. Probably not much. You put your plastic bags into that big circular cardboard bin. It's cardboard itself in a lot of cases at Walmart, at Target, at the grocery store, on the assumption that it's going to be shredded up or melted down or used in some way to make new bags or new plastic products. Unfortunately, well, an investigation by ABC News and affiliates all over the country found that wasn't necessarily the case. This was the method. They took plastic bags, they dropped a tracking device, an Apple tracking device, a GPS, into each of the 46 bags, then wrapped it in other plastic bags, took it to the store at Target and Walmart, put it into the bin, then waited to see what happened. Started tracking these devices for months and months. A couple of them, three of them, ended up in recycling centers. Great. Some of them, actually two of them, ended up in recycling centers in Asia. The rest of them? Incinerators, landfills, three of them were unaccounted for altogether. Nobody's quite sure what happened to them. But the majority, unfortunately, of those 46 ended up in places other than recycling centers. So they weren't necessarily shredded, melted down, or turned into something else.
And this happened at Targets and Walmarts. Are the companies responding?
Well, they are. I mean, they say they're trying to do better at it. And there's a certification agency or a certification group that puts its stamp of approval on recycling programs like the ones at Target and Walmart. Well, they've yanked that certification. They said, look, all right, well, based on this, on what ABC has found here, you can't have that that seal of approval from us because you're not really recycling those plastic bags. Plastic bags are difficult. Kansas City has a pretty good recycling program, curbside recycling. They have recycling drives, things like this. And you there allow for recycling of office paper and corrugated cardboard. One thing on the list of things you cannot recycle at curbside, plastic bags. They're just difficult to deal with because they gum up the machinery that is used for recycling things. There are other recycling places around Kansas City. I looked at this specifically. Some of the Kohl's stores have bins located at customer service. But unfortunately, we don't know where those plastic bags are headed.
I was going to say, it seems as though you could take them somewhere else, but that doesn't necessarily mean the outcome is different.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you take it to an actual recycling center where they make money at recycling things, and unfortunately, in some cases, you have to pay money in order to have this stuff recycled. But if that's the cost of easing your conscience and knowing that these plastic bags aren't going to end up in a waterway or end up in a landfill or end up stuck in the tree at the city park, then that's so be it. Apparently, some people are willing to do that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.